With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Most Americans have very little confidence in the way Congress is being run these days. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Recent AP-NORC polling finds that 44% of Americans have hardly any confidence in the way lawmakers on Capitol Hill are handling their jobs. About half of those surveyed had only some confidence, and only 6% said they had a high level of confidence in the people running Congress. And the findings could be worse now, since the poll was taken before the government shutdown.
Part of an apartment building in New York City collapsing with no reports of any injuries. Correspondent Julie Walker has details.
A massive brick chimney running 20 stories up the side of a Bronx, New York apartment building collapses Wednesday morning following an explosion, sending tons of debris plummeting to the ground. Fire Commissioner Eric Tucker says luckily no one was injured.
It is a ventilation shaft connected to the boiler. Which collapsed.
Bronx Borough President Vanessa Gordon says a major disaster was avoided.
We want to ensure that the structural integrity of this building here at Mitchell is maintained.
An investigation is underway. Julie Walker, New York.
The Supreme Court allowing Lisa Cook to remain as a Federal Reserve governor for now. The court is declining to act on the administration's effort to immediately remove her. Still, the White House said it looks forward to ultimate victory. A former Democratic member of the Surface Transportation Board filing a lawsuit. That suit challenges his dismissal by President Trump. Robert Primus claims his firing on August 27th was illegal and threatens the board's independence. This is SRN News. An avowed atheist attacks the left.
Comedian Bill Maher is well known for his atheism, but even he is outraged by the silence on the left over the persecution of Christians in Nigeria. On a recent Real Time with Bill Maher program, he said, "I'm not a Christian, but they're systematically killing the Christians in Nigeria. They've killed over 100,000 since 2009. They've burned 18,000 churches. These are the Islamists, Boko Haram. Where are the kids protesting this?" George Williams, SRN News.
Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. telling the United Nations the U.S. will not support World Health Organization policies in a U.N. declaration that promotes abortion and radical gender ideology. Kennedy says the declaration exceeds the U.N. proper role for it while ignoring the most pressing health issues. This is SRN News. A judge denies an appointment to yet another federal prosecutor nominated by President Trump. Correspondent Mike Hempen explains.
U.S. District Judge David Campbell has disqualified Segal Chadha from supervising four criminal prosecutions in Nevada. Campbell ruled she is not validly serving as the state's top federal prosecutor. The ruling sides with defense lawyers who argue that Chadha's authority expired in July and now she is serving unlawfully. A judge reached the same conclusion in August about the acting U.S. attorney in New Jersey. I'm Mike Hempen.
OpenAI and South Korean tech giant Samsung and SK announcing partnerships to support Stargate. That's a $500 billion AI infrastructure project. OpenAI plans to explore building a huge data center in South Korea. More details at srnnews.com.